The RPG After Years is part of the We Can Make This Work Probably Network. Find out more at probablywork.com.
Welcome to the RPG After Years, your weekly show covering all things RPGs from the past, present, and future. This is episode 73. I'm Scott.
I'm Rich.
And today we are going to be doing another, you know, just like a quick mini-sode type deal. We're going to be catching up a little bit and then covering the Secret of Mana RPG Club once again. So we'll catch you after the break. But first, let's catch up on podcast business. Okay, so I don't think we really have much in the way of announcements this time. Material lockdown's over. Jay's gone. I am in Florida. Yes, the move has successfully concluded, more or less. Rich, that was like one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life.
Talked to you in like 2 weeks and I was like, I'm just gonna leave him alone.
Yeah, you messaged me randomly the other day. You were just like, hey, how's it going, buddy?
I was concerned.
Yeah. But yeah, JRPG July is over. So I guess did you officially commit to anything for JRPG July, Rich? You didn't?
No. I said I was like, I'll try some games, but did I commit to a game completion? No, I will not make that mistake again.
Yeah. I think when it came up, all of us were just like, why is JRPG July right now? Can it be another month?
Yeah, we're not prepared.
Yeah. But I do know that some other folks have been taking place. So let me pull up the list here. I asked a few hours before the episode started for some feedback from some people.
And they are the most, you know, true unsung heroes of the RPG club and RPG After Years. Cause we don't complete games here very often. Or at least I don't. Scott does.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Actually, I was like thinking about it the other day. We'll talk about it in the catch up, but I played like 3 games in the last 2 weeks.
Holy crap.
Yeah. That's how little we've been playing video games. Let's see. I told you where to look for it. Here it is. Okay. So, we got Caslow. He says he finished FF4 PSP about halfway through the month, and since he got his PS5, he did episode Yuffie as well, and he thought that episode Yuffie was perfect. So, interesting. I'm glad he got to play the PSP version of FF4 rather than the inferior pixel remasters, which I'm sure we will rant about next week.
Yeah. Yes.
You still haven't played episode Yuffie, right?
Nope.
Are you?
That would require me playing a game.
Are you interested? Are you like?
I am. I need to, but it's okay. I don't want to get too deep into this.
Okay. Well,
because that could go into a long rant, unless you want me to.
Are you telling me that you've probably, have you watched the ending or read up about
it? No, I have not. I haven't. Okay. I've avoided all the spoilers and everything, but like, I just want part 2. Mm. That's all I want. Like, I understand this part is supposed to go when part 2 comes out, announcement, sure, I'll probably play that, but it's just hard for me to sit down and really commit to this little episode thing and not have any idea when episode 2 is going to come out or part 2 is going to come out. So, it's just,
Well, I would say it's worth playing. You should definitely give it a try when you have a chance.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was really fun.
Shit.
Okay. I have some issues with it myself, but it also throws more fuel on the fire of like what's going to happen with this timeline shit.
And that's what's going to bother me, because I can't like, I know 16's coming and I know part 2's coming and I'm like chomping at the bit here.
We'll see. Hopefully, that's all I got. Maybe we'll get it next year. I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably get FF16 next year.
Sure. Probably the following year.
Do you want to do the next one or?
The next one of what? I just totally lost train of thought.
We're talking about, this was JRPG July feedback.
Oh,
Colin says
Colin failed hard. And so did Bill. I know that.
We all did.
Didn't he fail?
Colin says, I failed miserably. Did not complete any games at all. Did play them, but my track record is 3 to 5 games per JRPG July. And with a big whopping 0 this year, I'm disappointed in myself.
How dare you fail hard?
I guess it wasn't a good JRPG July for anybody.
No, I got the next one. Okay. Hopefully there's some success with this one. Secret Aerobi.
That's Rob.
Rob, that's what I figured. I started multiple JRPGs, but have not finished and barely played beyond Secret of Mana. But I did sell my house, and moving kind of takes up a lot of time. So, he didn't do anything.
I can understand that.
Yeah, moving. He did kind of what you did.
Moving's easy. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
God, Rich, it almost killed me. And Corey. But
that's why I don't want to do it ever again. Like, I've done it once. I do it again.
Bill actually said, I did very little. A bit of Secret of Mana and LAL. Let me think. What is that? Live Alive. Okay.
What is that? Okay. Live I was alive. Like, what is that?
I, at first, my mind went to like League of Legends, even though that doesn't match the abbreviation. I was like,
would never play that game.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Well, at least Bill matched the hosts and the other hosts and the failure here.
That's all right. Hold on. There's some more failure. Hang on. Not really failure, but this person did beat one.
Okay.
Brandon. Good friend of the show. As far as JRPGs goes, he beat Xenogears. He hated it. Is it the PlayStation one?
Yeah.
Xenogears?
Okay. I think so.
Yeah. He played Secret of Mana. He's enjoying it. And Neo, what's the abbreviation? The World Ends With You, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm curious about that one, to be honest.
Well, I really loved the first one.
Okay.
And I do own this new game. I haven't played it yet, other than the demo. I'm going to try to stream it. I just don't know when, because I've got a few games I'm juggling on the streams right now. But I'm excited.
Imagine that.
I played the demo with Corey, and he was not into it at all. So I'm decided to just stream it, because, I mean, this is a game I've been waiting for years. I have to play it. And also, shout-outs to Brandon for finishing Xenogears.
Yeah, he beat a game.
I've heard that that's a really long game and hard to trudge through, so... Good for him.
That's the one that basically the first half of the game, the first disc, if it's right, or the first half of the game is great, and then it just drops.
I've heard that, yeah. I think in the last disc or two, it's like all cutscenes, but they're not even animated cutscenes or something.
Oh,
lame. Skeleton House, aka Brett, friend of the show, says, oh, frick, I beat a JRPG every month this year, except July.
Womp, womp.
Oh, in March. Okay, it's not that bad. Unless Turok is a JRPG. Someone get me the chart. I need to pull out the formula. I don't think Turok would pass, if I had to guess.
No, there's no leveling system.
Yes,
if I remember correctly.
Womp womp.
All right. Kylie, I beat Final Fantasy 15 during July. We talked about this occasionally in the Discord. I talked about me crying a little bit. A little teary-eyed in the campfire scene, and make it most of the way through FF7 New Threat. Wait, what's that?
It's a mod for Final Fantasy VII. I think it's like a mod that just makes it harder.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? I'm confused.
I think it has some quality of life improvements as well, but Kai loves their mods. So,
so beat a game. That's good. So we've got two people out of like the rest of us have not beaten anything.
Kai actually likes 15.
I did. I know. So did I.
Abrax says, I beat the Trunks DLC of DBZ Kakarot. Does that count? I guess. Oh, and I beat Tui, duh, and started Neo Tui. Okay. So I need to start Neo Tui sooner rather than later, apparently.
Yeah. because I'm not going to get to it.
So I know also Disa has been playing Live Alive along with Bill and Angry Ass Black Dude. And I know it's like kind of a low-key JRPG July compared to last year, but hey, we did what we could. What do you want from us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's all. We really don't have any more announcements. The other than the RPG Club, which is, of course, we're playing Secret of Mana. And I'm not ready for this. What is the next checkpoint? Let me look here in the Discord at our pinned tweets. Oh no. I'm trying to find it. There we go. My window was too small to show the pin icon. So the next thing is to finish the Emperor's Castle and then return to Motengo, which I believe is the Mushroom People Castle. And that's due by this Sunday, which... You got a calendar handy, Rich?
I do not, but I can here in a second, which August is 8th. In like, what, 4 days?
August 8th. There we go. Okay, so I think that's all our announcements, so let's just go right into catch-up. What have you been playing, Rich?
I have been playing... Okay, I did a little bit of Secret Mana. I've been terrible. But anyway, so we'll talk about that in a moment. I played a little bit of Bravely Default 2. I played a little bit of Octopath.
Okay.
And hold on, what else did I play? I played a little bit of that Pokemon Unite.
How was that? I haven't played
it. That's not bad. It's very low key. It's not too complicated.
I've never played a MOBA.
I haven't either. This is the first time playing it. I thought this was kind of cool. And then I played a little bit of Ni No Kuni or Kuni.
Oh, Rich, I think you've played more in the past 2 weeks than I have.
Just a little bit at a time, though, like maybe an hour here, an hour there.
Yeah.
I might play a little bit more of Secret of Mana tonight. I need to. But yeah, not too bad. Not too much stuff. I tried. Okay, so the other day over the weekend, I booted up my PlayStation 5. I turned on Mass Effect Legends, the Mass Effect Legendary Edition. Played for 20 minutes, shut it off. Went to Kingdom Hearts 2.
So it was play that for 20 minutes. Not for you? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just didn't feel it. And then I turned on Kingdom Hearts 2 to play that a little bit because I hadn't beaten that game yet. Did a little bit of the Pirates World. And then I turned it off and I was done. I was like, okay, I'm bored with this.
You're just not in a mood for gaming in your life right now, apparently.
Apparently I'm not. Like I turn on stuff. I'm like, you know what? I just want to watch TV. So instead, I've been watching, and I finished them, the Fear Street series. On
Fear Street?
Netflix. Yeah, you need to watch that.
I don't even think I've heard of it.
It's by R.L. Stine. And it's like the R.L. Stine books, you know, Goosebumps?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen it. Yeah. But I know what you're talking about now.
Oh, they're so good. It's like 2 hours or so per movie. There's 3 movies. And I don't know. Does Corey like scary movies? Do you like scary movies?
Oh, we're both horror buffs.
That's what I thought. I was like, I couldn't remember. Yeah, watch those. It's not scary, but it's still suspenseful, and I really enjoyed it.
All right. Well, let's add it to the list.
Yep.
Let's see.
So that's what I did. Like, instead of playing games, I just played that, or just watched that.
Yeah, Corey and I have been watching movies lately, too, because it's been like, we'll finally give up on unpacking and shit around 8:30 or 9. And at that point, it's like too late to start a video game.
Yeah.
So we've been just been watching random movies. I got him to watch a few of my favorites in the past few nights, like School of Rock, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. The Last Song, which is that cheesy Miley Cyrus Nicholas Sparks movie. For some reason, I think that's really good.
I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
And then last night, I got him to watch Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That's a good one. I like that one. I watched Man in the Iron Mask last night with my wife.
Oh, how was that?
I like that movie. That's a good old Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Interesting. I'm not sure I've seen that one. I think I've heard of it, but Scott Pilgrim wasn't as good as I remembered it being for whatever reason. I don't know if that movie needed more room to breathe. You got to defeat 7 ex-boyfriends in an hour and a half. I don't know. Anyway, as far as the games I've been playing, there's only been a few. So, shortly before we moved, we played Metal Gear Solid 4 a bit more. We got to the end of Act 1, and Corey and I are very excited to see where that's going. We're kind of digging it. And then the we also played. What else did we play? We didn't play Paper Mario. There's two other. Oh, I got to the checkpoint in Secret of Mana, of course. That was on the long car ride down, which if we hadn't had that car ride, I probably wouldn't have made it. And then the morning we actually moved into this place, you know, it's just me and Corey and an air mattress just waiting on movers. I'd already reached the checkpoint, so I didn't know what to do. I was bored waiting for Corey to wake up. So I threw in Celeste, beat a B-side level of that, which I've been slowly working on for years. Other than that, that's been it. Very slow couple of weeks of gaming for me.
Wow. Very low key for you.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Usually you have like 20.
Do you remember on the last episode that we recorded together that I said, or I felt like I had beaten a game and couldn't remember what it was?
I think so.
Do you remember me telling you that I beat Last Guardian?
Yeah, you did. You did. You told me.
Okay. Well, that must have been.
Yeah. You got excited about it and you said you didn't like it.
I am very glad I played that game. It's a good game, but it has some serious issues as far as the gameplay goes. So you just got to like kind of force your way through it. But anyway, that's it for the catch up. You want to take a quick break, Rich? And then when we get back, we'll do the RPG Club.
Let's do it.
We are back, and today we...
Nothing in this world can prepare you for this. You have been chosen by the Elder Gods as a representative of Earthrealm to record in the podcast of the century. Every season, the best podcasters from around the world are assembled to review, reminisce, and riff on a popular franchise. On the latest season of Podcasters Assemble. With the imminent release of the latest highly anticipated Mortal Kombat film, we're taking a look back at all the movies and games of the Mortal Kombat franchise. Choose your mic. Together, you will be facing off against a gauntlet of films. 1995's Mortal Kombat, 1997's Mortal Kombat Annihilation, 2020's Mortal Kombat Scorpion's Revenge, and finally, this year's release of Mortal Kombat in theaters and on HBO Max on Friday, April 23rd, 2021. Go to probablywork.com for more information on how to submit to this or future seasons of the show and listen to the latest episodes of Podcasters Assemble. Mortal Podcast!
We'll be reconvening the RPG Club for Secret of Mana.
All right, everyone, quiet down. All rise. We're here today to bring to order the next session of the RPG Club. All in favor? All opposed? And looks like the ayes have it. Then let the RPG Club commence!
Alright, so the goal this time was to rescue the White Dragon by, I believe it was July 25th. As of this recording, that was over a week ago. I think maybe from context clues, listeners could have gathered already, but did you finish, Rich?
I'm just laughing. You might as well get the button out. Just get it. Get it. Yeah, no. I failed.
Shame. Shame.
Sorry, Rich. It's just
I went so hard to the first one.
That is kind of funny because you literally finished the first segment the day that we started the club, if I remember right.
Yep. And then it just like I had to stop and I waited and I did the checkpoint and I just did pick it back up. I was like, oh, crap. Just 2 weeks fly by.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm a little bit behind.
Meanwhile, I'm over here like banging my head against the wall. Like, how can I fucking beat these bosses? Like, it's so fucking hard and doing everything I can. Like, I came so close to giving up. more than once. So you said you got, well, go ahead and tell people where you got to.
Okay. So right now I am in, I just killed the wall. So not very, very far, like an hour ish into second, or into the second grouping, the second checkpoint. So yeah, I'm a little bit behind, just a lot behind. Actually,
it's not that long of a segment because after the demon wall that you beat, the rest of the bosses are nowhere near as difficult.
Yeah, the wall was weird. That was hard to do. Like, I died a couple times.
Should we go ahead and talk about the wall?
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about the wall because I can talk about that one.
That's the most memorable thing from this segment. Yeah. So I can't remember if it's called Demon Face or Demon Wall or whatever.
I thought it was just called the wall.
So, you know how hard I worked to beat Spikey, right? Like, I think last time we talked about it,
you were pissed off at that.
I had not yet beaten Spikey. Yeah, I got a strike last time. I did eventually grind. I spent a longest time grinding. And it's actually amazing how much easier the game got after that. Because I was able to take out even regular enemies that were challenges before easily. Upgraded all my weapons. But I think another big problem was I wasn't keeping my equipment up to date, which is like a JRPG beginner lesson number one. I don't know. I was just trying to fly through it because I didn't have a lot of time. You. Yeah. but I beat Spikey. Even after all that grinding and leveling and preparing, he still gave me a run for my money. Got through some shit. Got to these Pandora ruins that we're talking about, which were mostly okay. And then ran into the demon wall. Well, the demon wall was not as bad as Spikey, but it was almost as bad to where like it made me think about giving up again.
It was rough. I had to read the guide how to do it. And for some reason, some of the damn hits would not register. Like if you're attacking left eye, it wouldn't register the hits of your character. So, and I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. And then I finally was able to close the eyes of it and just concentrate all my magic, all my, what was it? The gem. I used a lot of gnomes. Yeah. Gem missiles. I used all the gem missiles on this thing. Like just kept going. Like,
yeah. So did you try to kill the eye, the center eye before the other eyes, or did you?
I did the left eye first and then went to the right eye to, you know, try to disable it, try to follow it. And then I went to the middle eye and then I said, screw it. And it just went straight from the middle.
See, my problem, after you kill the other two eyes, the demon wall starts doing classic demon wall shit and trying to push you into an instant death situation. But I didn't know that. And, you know, there was those enemies in the ruins that spawned the zombies, which are immune to physical attacks, more or less. And so I was like, okay, you're supposed to kill these with magic. So I used magic on them. But then I got to the demon wall and didn't have any MP left. And so
it was
basically impossible for me to kill it. But I had made my save state after the point to where you can't go back. So...
Oh.
Yeah, it was not pretty.
Did you use the rope to get back out? Because I did that.
I thought about... I was going to, but then... I'd made my save state in that room where you meet Thanatos, the villain.
Mm-hmm. No, Thanatos.
Yeah. And apparently in that, if you've already gotten into that room, you can't use the rope. I was like, really? Oh, and something similar happened to me as well with Spikey, because I was going to go back out and grind. Apparently the Witch's Castle doesn't count as a dungeon.
Really?
So, yeah. So it won't let you use the rope there either. So then... I like fought my way out of the castle, like hanging on to a thread of life, and got back out to the woods. I was like, okay, now let's just get me out of the woods. So I used my escape rope to me back to the castle. It's like, no.
God.
I've fallen into like some kind of parallel universe or something. but yeah, that demon wall sucked. It's like just the hitboxes. You would attack an eye directly and it would like the things wouldn't connect.
Yeah, I had to be like right up in its eye to do stuff, and it was rough. I don't know how.
There was also a timing factor because it like slowly opened and closed its eye, and oh, I hated it.
But we did it.
We did do it. That's the thing. I think if I had to have one complaint about this game, it's the way like the hitboxes work. Like, it's almost like you have to learn the animations and the timing of the enemy to do damage to it.
Now, what I found the most challenging was those stupid tomato guys that spawn in.
Zombies.
Those sucked. Worse. See, I know you said you had problems with them too.
Yeah, well, I used my magic on them to defeat them because you can't really kill them with physical attacks.
You can. You can kill them.
I just did that. I just stood there and swiped for minutes at a time.
Yep. Just swipe, kept eating zeros. And I had to go out a couple times of the dungeon to basically buy new stuff, everything. And then I ran through it. So eventually I just said, you know what? I'm done. I just ran past everything.
That's what I did too on my successful run through that. Through the
That's good.
I just ran past. I defeated what I could, but if there was a tomato head thing nearby, just ran past it. Let's see. I'm trying to remember which part was actually part of the second segment. It's mostly forgettable. So there was the part. Well, you haven't seen this shit, but there's actually not that much notable to talk about.
What about the Jabberwocky? Didn't somebody say that the Jabberwocky was going to be like a pain in the ass?
I'm trying to remember which one that is. Let's see. Secret of Mana.
That's a large beast with two heads.
Oh, he wasn't that bad. I think he did. I did die to him once, but none of the bosses really give me too much of a problem other than Spiky and the Demon Wall. I think I got frustrated with Jabberwocky at one point because I noticed that he did an attack on me that seemed to do more damage than HP I had, like max HP. So I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it said something about it. It's got a level 3 acid attack storm and poison gas, which is a pain in the ass to deal with when you get poisoned. So you got to keep an eye on that. There's not much. I don't know. I'm still having trouble with the menu system.
The menu system, I'm getting used to it now, but it's still not intuitive at all.
No.
I was actually thinking I wanted to play the remake because I'm like, well, I know people say it's not a good remake, but they should be fixing these obvious problems, right? Like,
should.
Well, according to who was it? I think it was Frost that said that it's actually worse, the menu system.
Oh, so, that's bad.
Yeah. So speaking briefly about some other things that you haven't seen yet, Rich, do we really care about the story of this game?
No, there's a story.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is like you're supposed to save these two guys, or whatever.
There's Dilek, who is like the girl's brother.
Yeah,
and apparently like a sergeant or of the military or something.
Yeah,
and then there's Fauna, who is the blue haired girl.
And they're taken away by Thanos.
Yeah. When they started talking about being concerned about her getting kidnapped and stuff, I was like, no, wait a minute. I know we've seen this girl before. She helped us do something at some point once. And then now I'm supposed to like care.
I'm supposed to care?
Yeah.
But you're also the bringer of doom because you awoken the Mana Sword and it's your fault that you got kicked out of your village.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's really a story here that we don't know about, unless it's supposed to happen further on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. So then you're supposed to save for this section, you're supposed to save the white dragon, right?
Yeah. So
cocaine. Well, is that what we're doing?
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Eventually, you have to save this is spoilers, but no, you don't care.
Eh.
The water sage, Luca, she gets in trouble, and then you have to go fight another boss there. And then you get given permission to go to the upper lands, which is like a new area of the map. That part was kind of cool because it's like this forest where each screen is a different season. So there's like a winter forest and a fall forest and so on.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah. And you get given a puzzle where you run into Moogles. Like there's a Moogle village.
Like
Final Fantasy Moogles. Yeah.
Like Final Fantasy Moogles.
Yeah. Have you been hit by the Moogle status yet?
Yeah. I knew. Yes, I have. Okay, so that makes. I was going to ask you about that if they were connected. This game's not connected to Final Fantasy, is it? I know it's by Square Enix, but
I mean, I think people see it as loosely connected, mostly because the first Mana game was titled Final Fantasy Adventure in the States.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I remember, yeah, I was talking about that.
Yeah.
Is anybody in the chat, Twitter or Twitch chat, saying anything about?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody that's hanging out with us has played it so far. But
okay.
So that the forest part was kind of cool, and it's a good place to level up. You go to you get given a puzzle where you have to like walk through the forest in a certain order, kind of like classic Zelda almost.
Oh, actually.
Then that unlocks a path. You fight a couple other bosses. This whole segment too felt like a boss rush kind of, because none of the dungeons are super long, but there's like five or six bosses in this section.
Yeah, there's a weird bird thing.
Yeah.
Spring Beak is his name.
Yeah.
And the wall, by the way, was called Wall Face.
Oh, so it wasn't Demon Wall or Demon Face.
No, just very, very well thought out boss name of Wall Face.
Oh, Frost is in this chat now. He says, hi, spoilers, the whole game is a boss rush.
Oh, good, good. Glad to know that. Thank you.
As long as it's downhill from Spiky and Demon Face, Wall Face.
Listen, can I pick a game next RPG Club that actually has a story?
Well, you did give World of Final Fantasy a 2.
Yeah.
You got high expectations.
That is not a story. That was crap. Sorry, I like to rip on Final Fantasy, World of Final Fantasy. It's fine. It was okay.
This section also has a couple like random villains that are like sergeants in the Empire that shows up, but damned if I knew who they were or could name them, you know?
I mean, the only thing I know about the story is you're supposed to stop this army or this kingdom from taking over the Mana ship and bringing the destruction of the world, right?
Right.
Okay. That's what I figured. That's what that was.
So eventually you do get to the Mushroom Kingdom, not to be confused with Mario's Mushroom Kingdom.
I was like, wait a minute.
And they ask you to save the White Dragon, which are apparently like the legendary mana beasts or whatever, the dragons. So you do save it, and then that's basically it. I think that's where the section ends.
Yep.
I have not started segment 3 yet myself. I actually did go to the next area a few days ago, thinking I had time to play, and then Corey came in from the pool, and that was the end of that. So
came in all sexy like from the pool.
Yeah, right. But overall, I would say I'm liking the game more now. After I grinded a lot, and now that I'm past Spiky and Demon Wall, it's more palatable. Like I said, my main complaint is the knowing when your attacks will actually connect. That's the most problematic thing for me.
I do like it. And even though the story is a little lackluster and stuff, I like the design of it. The menu system obviously could be better, but I like this style of RPG. Like definitely like, you know, Chrono Trigger, Final Fantasy VI, like all those. This is like the epitome of the RPGs that we grew up on. So
yeah,
I do like it.
Yeah.
Could it have a better story? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it feels like it's not up to snuff in comparison to, you know, like Chrono Trigger and FF5 or 4, I would say.
But isn't this like supposed to be a high tier or like a really high tiered RPG?
Yeah.
The list of top 100 RPGs, this is supposed to be up there.
Yeah. I feel like this, like, I think I talked about this last time. It's like the trifecta of SNES RPGs. It's like FF6, Chrono Trigger, Secret of Mana. So,
I mean, hell, Star Ocean's better than this.
Well, I can't speak to that. Haven't played Star Ocean.
It's on your Switch. You better just download that now.
Is it on the Switch?
I'll just buy it for you. Yes, it is.
Send me a Switch gift. Or
Star Ocean First Departure.
Till the end of time.
Don't you tempt me. I'll do it.
Let's see. Let's go to the Discord and see what people had to say about this section of
the RPG Discord. Club.
Let's see if I can find it here. Which channel did I post this in?
You did. It should be in the world of
questions for the show, it looks like.
Oh.
All right. So we got Bill first off says, Demon Face Wall sucked a bag of chug nuggets. What do you think a chug nugget is?
don't know, something British that's weird. Because let's face it, they're odd. Yeah. Although, hey, speaking of British and our lovely other co-host, Bill, or whatever, Final Fantasy 16 is supposed to have more of a British voice acting crew.
Yep. That's a news story that we probably, it's so old now, we probably won't even cover it. So.
Nope, but I just wanted to stay out there. Look, you're getting attention, Bill.
Yep. Oh, Bill also says, except the menu system. The best bit was grinding Cure to level 3. The forest artwork was incredible. Music was good. Bosses were easy, except for the dig face wall. And the weird sand ship segment should have been cut from the game. Took me out of the world a bit. Yeah, that part was weird. It just came out of nowhere and was over very quickly. And I agree that the sprite work in general is beautiful. That's one thing I will give this game.
Yeah. Colin says the game is perfect and wonderful with not one thing wrong with it. Is he being sarcastic or like this is really how he feels?
I feel like that has to be like dripping with sarcasm.
I would think so too, but I don't want to say no to that. Is he's in the chat, isn't he?
Not right now, I don't think.
Oh, I thought he was. That's Frost. Never mind. I was like, correct me if I'm wrong.
He says a little bit lower down here. Makes you miss Wild Arms, huh? LOL.
No.
I'd have to seriously think about which one I enjoy more between the two. I didn't hate Wild Arms either, so.
Yeah.
Secret of ROB, aka just ROB. Some quick thoughts while I have a sec. Music is nice. I'm a sucker for this 16-bit style of RPG. It's what I was playing as I grew up with RPGs. I don't care for the circle menu system, but I grew to tolerate it. Once I figured out how to get my team to attack, the AI became a lot better. Yeah, that's important, I would say.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the boss run of this section. It's pacing the story nicely.
There's a story?
I mean, it is interesting to know, like, how that you're making progress with each boss you beat. It does feel like you move from one area to the next very quickly in this game. Unless you get stuck, and then it sucks.
Yeah, then you're screwed. So, Brandon states it's getting to be less of a chore now that I've grinded a lot. So that's secret. If you are playing this game, secret of mana is to grind.
the secret of mana.
Yeah, you got to grind your way through stuff. The areas are very pretty. I hate the way hits need to be timed, though, since it's so hard to tell when my hits will actually land. See, and that's a very concise like opinion for the rest of us. We're all feeling that same deal, but we're all thinking the same thing when it comes to the art style and the sprites, and we all think it's really good looking. And I do like where ROB says that he grew up with these RPGs and it makes him feel, you know, nostalgic. So that's good. That's, you know, it's a point.
Yep. I agree. And Brandon was very concise there, like you said. But yeah, I think that's it for the feedback. Rich, you've got some catching up to do. I do too,
I will, but I'll do it.
Okay.
Hey, but I did it that one time. Remember, I just grind out one day. I could do it.
All right. You just got to set aside some time. You don't got anything going on, right?
Besides the gym? No.
Frost explains in the chat, it was innovative for its mechanics, music, and graphics. The story is very Save the Crystals. That's true. I guess if you think, you just got to like, we got to lower expectations a bit, I guess.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. I mean these stories aren't like Shakespearean for sure. You know, evil shows up, hero comes out of nowhere, hero saves the land, retrieves object, saves the land.
Yep.
That's
it. All right. Any other last thoughts on mana so far?
No, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
So that's a plus.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to getting some more time in with it personally. But I guess we'll have to go ahead and adjourn the club for now. All right, so that's going to be about it for this episode. I know it was another kind of mini-sode, but we're just now getting back into the groove of things after all the craziness that's been going on with us and our own personal lives and all that. But next week, for episode 74, we will be just doing like a general catch up. We're going to be covering some of the biggest news stories that have happened in these, you know, like the last month since we've done news. We'll do catch up, of course. And by then it'll be time for another RPG club. So
yeah,
it should be a good episode, I think, as long as we both finish it.
No pressure.
Yeah. And I guess we'll just go ahead and launch into the plugs. If you do you want to start us off, Rich? No.
No. I'm trying to click here like
see, this is what happens planning doc when we're not uber prepared.
I mean, we still have our plugs. You know what? Let's do it. So we've already talked about what we're doing next week. Next week we are doing the news catch up.
Yep. Yep. And once again, the RPG Club checkpoint, Secret of Mana. It is get to oh God, I've already forgotten what it is. Oh, this is terrible. Okay. If you would like to help the podcast, please go ahead and rate and review. We would very much appreciate it. Just go onto the Apple iTunes podcast shit and give us a 5-star review. And we would much appreciate that because of the way the formula works. It's the easiest way to help out the show.
Exactly. And did you like to rate and review us? Definitely check out our Patreon. You get early episode access, ad-free episodes, aftercasts. That's something me and Scott are going to revamp a little bit. Extra reviews. We have plenty of extra reviews out there from everybody that's on the channels. Doesn't have to be RPGs. It could be anything, really. But yeah. And then the natural thing, which is the RPG Club, which is what we're doing right now.
Hey, I'll cheers so to you that.
Cheers to the RPG Club. You can find that at patreon.com/RPG After Years.
Yes. And we also stream all these episodes live. So you can find those every Sunday. Usually we're actually getting back to that schedule this weekend.
Yeah.
Sundays at 9 a.m. over on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/RPG After Years. Also, now that I'm settled, I will also be returning to streaming. So you can catch me Wednesday and Friday this week. That's twitch.tv/thescottspot with underscores in between the words.
Yes, back to everything going back to normal. I missed the notifications that said the Scott Spot's live.
I'm excited.
Yes. So if you want to, we have merchandise, guys. We have some merchandise out there at the merch store on Redbubble. You can find hats, T-shirts, coasters, anything fancy that you would like to see out there at redbubble.com/RPG After Years/explore.
Yep. And we've been talking about the Discord all night. That can be found the link to that can be found on our pinned tweet on Twitter or in the show notes. And speaking of Twitter, you can find the show at RPG Years. You can find me at the Scott Spot.
And you can find me at HailBlue1569.
And thanks to Frost in the chat, one more reminder, the RPG Club checkpoint, the next one, that is, that's going to be due on August 8th. And basically, you want to just get flammy. You'll know what it means when you get there. So, but yeah, I think that's... gonna be about it for this episode. I know it was a short one. We're just trying to get content out for you guys. We don't want to like go too long without putting out, you know, good content and shit.
Yeah, we'll be back to normal. We're almost there, guys. I promise you. We're gonna be back to normal.
I think next week will be the clincher there. But it's still nice to have these little mini-sodes and just like be able to kind of talk and chat and rap.
Yeah.
Be more
interesting. I miss Scott.
Yeah,
I miss seeing him.
And I miss all you guys. But it's all over soon. Next week, we're going to be doing the RPG Club once again and a bunch of catch-up and news and shit. That's episode 74. Until then, I'm Scott.
And I'm Rich.
Bye.
Bye.